is it doesn't have to be big or very heavy for it to weigh you down if you have it long enough. We carefully packed these backpacks, and we loaded them, and we unloaded them, and we moved them, and unloaded them, and packed them, and moved them, and picked them up, and carried them. And I think at the end of Wednesday when we dropped them off, I think most of the teens and I, we're pretty ready to be done with those backpacks. And we got to where we were supposed to drop them off, and we found something out. We had packed each backpack precisely what each backpack needed, and we had separated everything and organized everything to find out we had to unorganize everything because they just had bins for everything to go in to. So it wasn't that bad, but sometimes your best laid plans don't go the way you want them to. At any rate, we are going to be in Matthew 22 this morning. If you would turn with me to Matthew 22, we'll be starting in verse 34 through 40. And my hope this morning, briefly, is to give you a sense of what we talked about while we were at NYC. And this isn't going to be a verbatim one-for-one thing that we talked about. This is my heavily paraphrased sermon. So this is Matthew 22, beginning in verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Father, we thank you for your grace and your presence this morning. And we pray, God, that you would speak into our lives. And we pray that our hearts and our minds would be open. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus gets asked this question. And Jesus points one simple commandment out. Love God. Well, let's look closely at what Jesus just said. He says, love God with what? All. And the first thing I would point out to us this morning, all isn't 20%. All isn't 50%. If you're good at math, or you probably got through like fourth grade, you'd probably know all is 100%. And we look at these things that Jesus says, that Matthew says, to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. Mark and Luke include strength. And this isn't some kind of like little list of just like little things to piece out. Like, okay, so I gotta love God with, I think it's my heart, right? Okay, and I gotta love with my mind. What Jesus is trying to communicate to us is it takes all of us to love God. It's not a little piece here and not a little piece there. It's all or it's nothing. In verse 39, Jesus follows this command with a second. Love your neighbor as yourself. That first phrase we see in verse 39, in my ESV it says, is like it. But it's probably better understood as like unto it. What's trying to be communicated here is that what is about to be said is just as important as what was just said. You see, you can't love God without loving others. Don't believe me? Turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. You can't do the first commandment without also doing the second commandment. Verse 40 ends the section with this statement. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The ESV, the translation I'm using, says depend, but the Greek word here is hinge or hang or suspend. What Jesus is communicating to his audience, to these Jewish hearers, is everything in the Jewish Torah, everything in the Jewish law, everything they were called to be and do, hangs on these two commandments. And for us today, it is no different. All of our work, all of our theology, all of who we are called to be and become in Jesus Christ depends on these first two commandments. Think of a hinge. A door can't move. It cannot operate. It cannot stand up without a hinge. And that is the same for us. That all seems pretty straightforward, right? It is. The problem is that for some of us, we hold back. We don't want to give God 100%. We'd be comfortable with 90 or 80 or 50. We carry this heavy luggage around, and it may not seem heavy at first, but if you carry it long and hard enough, you will feel its weight. Old sins, shame, regret. Maybe we won't forgive. Maybe we have not sought forgiveness. It's all baggage. God sent Jesus to die for us, to forgive us, to heal us. And sometimes it seems like we care more about our baggage, like we're comfortable carrying it, like we almost protect it. Or for some of us, God doesn't have all of us simply because we've never given it to God. For some of us, if we were honest, we want salvation, but we want it at the cheapest price. We're not trying to give God our all. It's almost like we're trying to find out how exactly little we can actually give God. Sure, we'll follow, at least as far as we feel comfortable. In a sense, we're telling God that we can manage our junk better than God can. That we are the God of our own life. You know what that's called? Disobedience. For some of us, we acknowledge, yeah, sure, we love God. We love people when we want to, when we feel like it, when it's easy. I hear these phrases all the time. And unfortunately, often they come from myself. I'm too tired. I'm too busy. I'm not interested. I'm not good enough. I can't. I'm sure glad that when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't tell the Father that he was too tired, or he's not interested, or that he can't. We spend too much of our short lives playing these simple, pathetic games with God. Taking our baggage, moving it, and packing it, and unpacking, and hiding it. And all the time, it's still there. The reality is there will always, 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 always be a hole in your life. And until God has it all, you will never be truly satisfied. You'll never be truly fulfilled. You will never experience the full power and grace of God. Everything that God wants to do in your life, you will never experience it as long as you drag your junk around. And I don't say all this because I want to go on this big guilt trip, right? I get it. I'm becoming a parent. It's tempting. I'm saying this because I want you to think about the things that you are holding on to, the things that you carry, and ask you the question, don't you think it's time to let go of those things? Don't carry that baggage any longer. I wanted to go, I didn't want to go too long, but I'm starting to wrap up here a little bit quicker. I want to read our benediction together, if you guys will stand and stand with me. This is our benediction. And after this, we will be dismissed. This is from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Father, we are so thankful for what you have done through Jesus, through the life that you have given, through the sacrifice you have made. Father, we ask that you would work and move in our life, that you would help us, God, to let go of our baggage, to let go of our stuff, to let go of the things that we're holding on to. Maybe, God, it's some old regret, or maybe, God, we haven't forgiven someone. Maybe, God, we haven't given you everything because it's just easier to do it ourselves. Jesus, this morning we ask that you would work in our life, that you would open us up to be obedient, faithful followers. God, would we not seek just to do the bare minimum, God, but would you help us to give our all for you, and so that others may come and see you. And I pray, Jesus, specifically for those today who are holding on to something, God, that you would heal them and you would help them move on, that you would get rid of their baggage. Jesus, we ask that you would be with us today, and we thank you for all the students who went to NYC, all the people who gave and prayed and participated. Be with us now, in Jesus' name, amen.